Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They don't do the racing presidents. They do the racing nuts. Mike, there's John Walnut. There's Greg Allman. Johnny Cashew.
Golfers have a certain mentality.
Yes.
Right? The mentality is, if he's bleeding and dying, leave him behind. We've got a round to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the mentality. You're on your own.
Well, the old punchline, Mike, is hit the ball, drag Charlie. You know, it's,
yes.
they don't.
Hit the ball, drag Charlie. That's it.
They don't
suffer. Comment to me was, are we expected to keep quiet about this?
I stood up just in time to hear Julia say, "Dad, no, look." And I look, and I'm the first person they put on the jumbotron.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome, everyone. Great to have you along on a beautiful, beautiful Monday here in West South Florida and up in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where thunder abounds in the United States as the planet slowly begins to burn up its useful lifespan. And it will eliminate the human beings on the surface of the earth first. The insects will probably hang around for a little while. Maybe they'll survive. We don't know. But the planet is burning up. Most of the places, that listen to us on a daily basis are, in the middle of a heat wave.
Sizzling.
So it's,
they're sizzling,
a little difficult.
Mike.
I'm trying to find the cities that you sent me, Rob. Let me see if I can find those right now. Because you did send me some cities.
I did.
You not?
Brand new cities for the week.
That's good. But really, most places, it's hard to judge when you're down here in the tip of the country, down here on the penis of America, down here in Southwest Florida. You don't know because it's hot every day here and it's normal. In fact, when you acclimate to it, it's kind of comforting in a weird way. When you don't get a hurricane, you're going to get massive thunderstorms every day, and some of them are more intense than others.
Yeah.
But where you guys are, still a heat wave going, and I think some relief coming tomorrow, right? After
tonight.
Thunderstorms today.
The thunderstorms are rolling in the next hour or so, and we're going to be in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I used to look, the heat out west, Phoenix,
they'd say.
When it get to 115, the dry heat, it wasn't a big deal. The heat here, 110, 115 with the humidity, it can go F itself.
Yeah, when I left the ballpark on Sunday afternoon and you start your car, the temperature on the dashboard said 112.
Yeah.
And then I said, that can't be right. We'll drive around a bit and watch it come down. It went down to 104.
And that's
no better.
I feel like, I hate that we're even complaining about it because It's the U.S. and we have so many great things like paved roads and
clean running water.
Like we're just not built for it.
No, we're not.
We're not.
No.
If we're not built for it, how do you like to live in London, where our friend Fried was talking about the heat wave over there?
Yeah, but isn't it
25% of people have air conditioning in that part of the world?
Yeah. He got out. So. He's in Seattle now. Hi, Ralph.
He's in Seattle.
Yeah, he landed in Seattle this morning.
How do you know? Really?
He texted me. Yeah, I just.
He texts me.
Yeah,
I like to know where he is at all times. Yeah.
No, you don't. Yeah. That's just weird.
He texts me.
That he texted you. What's
pictures? Pictures of like the Space Needle, whatever it is.
Yeah. Wait, he went to London and now he's going out to Seattle, Washington. That's an odd itinerary.
I know he's in Seattle right now, and he said he's very sick of planes, and he hopes that his hotel is ready. And I said, it's just rude that not everyone has the courtesy to keep Eastern time.
Yeah.
I said, it would be so nice if everyone was in the proper time zone. His hotel would be ready.
Apex, North Carolina. Bluxom, Virginia. Cannon Beach, Oregon. Hernando, Mississippi. Isn't that an ABBA song? Or is it
Fernando? That was Fernando. Hernando's Hideaway is a song you
cousin.
Know, though. Yeah.
Mons, Belgium. I remember a place called Mons in Tampa.
Yeah, but it wasn't Mons, Belgium.
Homer, Alaska.
Dope!
Yeah, the Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. I'm covering up my nose with a little, what do they call
concealer.
It? Concealer.
Yeah.
Because something happened over the weekend in our pool here. in Southwest Florida, where I was dragged by my wife through a shallow little area.
Sure.
Of the, and I think something happened then, but I wouldn't be able to tell you. That's a long story, so I won't bore you with it right now. Well, there was a...
She wasn't trying to rescue you, was she?
No, there's some pictures of it that are her cracking up and dragging me through my massive frame through the shallows.
Did you drop in unexpectedly?
What do you mean?
Like some people, I love seeing.
Did I fall into the pool?
Yes, yes.
No, I was swimming. I was swimming. You have to get in the water down here. And then like Louis Anderson said, every time I go to the beach, people try to push me back in the water. Hurry up, he's dying.
That's really, really, really a good impression.
A great Louis.
Louis Anderson's easy to do, God rest his soul.
I'm sorry it's not more useful nowadays, but it was very accurate.
Saturday comes along and I'm minding my own business and I'm food prepping for the week.
Uh-huh.
I'm cooking up some protein mm-hmm. that I'm going to put in the refrigerator and save so that it's easier to access. And I'm planning on a very sedate, mellow evening on Saturday. And I'd say it's round about 4:30. And I'm not saying that. That's what time it was. And Carla calls and she says, she's at her mom's, and she said, let's go to Iguana Man.
Oh, glug, glug.
And I was half a mind to say no, but I was weak. I was a weak person.
Why would you say no?
What's that?
What's the upside of saying no?
Saturday is your cheat day, right?
I wasn't. My mindset was not go out and have a good time. My mindset was a chill Saturday night with a kid's birthday party on Sunday.
Got
That's kind of where my head was.
You were prepping for the Sunday.
Well, no, I was actually prepping for the week, but I was in my mind saying we're going to go Sunday to a kid's birthday party.
There will be cake.
Well, no, not there were cupcakes.
Cake. I suppose. I apologize, but yeah,
I went out and joined the little gathering down at Iguana Mia, and then the gathering spilled over to our house and got festive to the point where I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. And I think what came out of my mouth was, I wouldn't wake her up, but I was in the state I was in. I said, where's the grape? Where's the grape liquid IV?
Oh, no.
where is the grape liquid IV?
Do you think you were properly hydrated going into the evening?
No.
Because of the heat down there?
No.
That's a definite problem right there.
No.
No.
And this is on the heels of another day on Friday. It has been a very long time
back in college.
Since I have Fridayed and Saturdayed.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I probably should have said that at the outset.
That's what we're trying
to do. You're about to get an offer from WVU.
I already had my day.
Yeah. You'll get an offer from WVU if you keep it up.
Yeah.
I went back to Cocoonville. I went back to see all my Republican friends at Cocoonville, who are slightly different than my Republican friends at Happy Valley. And the Cocoonville one, and it was Old Home Week. And I felt a little bit, I have to be honest with you, a little bit like Sally Field. You like me. You really like me.
Do the do the Cocoonville Republicans drink different?
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm going to just guess.
Yes.
I'm going to guess something, and if I get it wrong, you can
And it more matches up with me.
Yeah.
I have to be perfectly honest with you.
Really?
I
was going to guess Scotch whiskey.
No.
No.
No. 60 beer. Beers.
A beer?
Like 150 beers.
Yeah. A million beers. So how is that different than the Republicans at Happy Valley?
Happy Valley is a more formal environment. It's more of a have a toddy or two, go home, and then if you have a dinner, it's much more
Four
adult.
Is too much.
Okay.
It's much more adult.
Yeah.
This was the end of the day, rain delay, but we had finished already.
But the cooler's
full. Then 18 guys going out to play a six-hole playoff.
Mm-hmm.
18 men, 9 two-man teams.
Oh, dear.
And it was flowing like wine. And then after that was all over, my buddy Johnny from up the street said, you want to go have a beer? They usually leave. And that's when I felt guilty because I was in full, yeah. And they'd already split. So even they had more self-control. I wouldn't have. I would have gone back up there and had more. But I was a little embarrassed.
How did you play in the playoff?
We won second place got our money back.
So that's worth celebrating. That's worth having a few. Yeah.
Well, I was already celebrating, but
just trying to help out, Mike.
During the contest, and I rarely tell golf stories. You know, I golf. You know, I love it. That's what I do down here. I took a bit of a fall.
Oh,
on Friday. It was embarrassing. Okay, it was embarrassing. Look, there are many, many athletic contests you can play. You can play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
You can play basketball. You can play flag football. You can play squash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pickleball is very popular.
Handball.
Yeah. Yes.
You can jog.
Highlight.
Yes.
I could list 1,000 activities that are athletic where you would have less of a chance of falling on your ass than golf. It just doesn't happen very
often. In fact, golf has special shoes to prevent you from falling.
What happened was, this is real minutia for golf, and I'll use a little glasses, fuzzy glass holder that I have. Okay. So imagine, if you will, for purpose of example, that this is the cup where the ball lands, the pin is. Okay. Yeah. And at Happy Valley, where my thumb and finger is, it's got a little styrofoam insert that they started doing during the COVID era, which has the ball raised higher. At Cocoonville, it's down lower, and you can lift it up. It's almost like it's got a little way of getting the ball. They're both ways of getting easier access to the ball.
Is the lift on the flag? Or is there
a pin in the middle?
Yeah, but I
didn't know that. Okay. So I was spending most of the day reaching into the bottom of the hole. And of all the many maladies I have as a human being, flexibility is one of the greatest ones. And still, when I reach into the bottom of a goal, you see guys do it on the PGA Tour, and they reach down, and it's like, in like one fell move. Right leg might
just
go
like
back
in
a little bit.
Legally Blonde, twist and bend.
Yeah.
Twist and bend.
Yes.
And which I don't do well.
Many of them make it look elegant on the tour. They're very good at it. Yes.
How could you mess up your face?
I'd like to explain.
I believe he's getting to that.
So what I do is, when I go over to pick anything up, tee the ball up or whatever, I use the club in hand, the putter or the club, to, you know, sort of stabilize myself. And it's no problem at all. I've never had any problem with it. So what I do is say this is my little timer, but I'll use this as the putter head.
Okay.
All right. Say this is the putter head, and it's facing away from me. And it kind of serves as like a little doorstop.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you turn the putter like this, it's going to go Z.
Yes.
And as I leaned over to get the ball out on hole number 15 at Cocoonville International Raceway and Golf Club.
It's not a raceway.
It was, how will I describe what happened?
Mike, I've got a beautiful image in my head.
My father used to call it ass over tea kettle.
What you did is, instead of holding the putter in such a way that it was a stopper, you turned it almost into like a sled trail.
A sled. Yeah.
Yeah.
A sled.
A blade.
And I mean, as soon as the weight hit it, it went flat out.
Can't even
catch playing
yourself.
With a gentleman I've quoted on this show before. He's my old buddy, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim said, this was the sympathy. It's the sympathy you get. Golfers have a certain mentality.
Yes.
All right? The mentality is, if he's bleeding and dying, leave him behind. We've got a round to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the mentality. You're on your own.
Well, the old punchline, Mike, is hit the ball, drag Charlie. You know, they don't
hit the ball, drag Charlie. That's it.
They don't
suffer. The comment to me by Jim was, are we expected to keep quiet about this?
My Lord.
And the look on their faces. How would I describe it? All the faces were. That's what it was. It was on the ground.
Mortified.
Assisted.
Yeah.
Assistance required to get back up.
How did you.
All the training, all the weightlifting, all the squats, all the thrusts, all the leg extensions, all the leg curls. It. I went down in a heap, and I should have had a medic alert bracelet on. You know, I should have had one of those things around my neck where I press a button. It was not total assistance, but I was definitely using a couple of guys for
You landed hard enough to
hurt myself.
Yeah, that's
on the left side.
What took most of the fall? Was it a knee?
My left hip. Of course. What's going to take the brunt of a fall? The part that's surgically repaired.
Of course
it is. Yeah. That's a requirement. But if you're going down, you're going to fall on your ass. I fell on my ass. I fell right on my big, fat, long way to go ass as a reminder that,
Yeah, and then you're like, Saturday, reset, discipline, meal plan. I'm going to get on it. That was embarrassing. And then ring a ding ding. Let's go to the Mia.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not just, and sorry, Rob, but life does go on. It's not just it's
for a
not
limited
just
amount
alcohol.
Of time, yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst because it's salt
and
it's sugar and alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what you used to drink, the lemonade and vodka. I mean, it's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
It's pouring sugar and alcohol into your body. It's a body bomb.
When you fell,
wake up at 3:30 just going,
and Carla, of double dehydration.
By the way, I have a cache of Liquid IV with my favorite flavors. Where did she put it? In here, in my studio closet. In the studio closet. She squirrels away stuff that is not of the same level of value to her as it is to me.
She wants it out of the way.
Anything that belongs, anything that is her, it's ridiculous. So I'm searching for... This nectar
relief.
and look, folks,
under the cover of night,
we can talk about it all the time. We do commercials for them, but really, if you have a propensity for an occasional evening out, if you don't have this product in your home, you will suffer.
Yep. Shame on you.
Yeah,
and that was I'll say conservatively 70 ounces of Liquid IV in my body by 9 a.m. on Sunday morning because we had the birthday party at 11.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was
now, when you fell, were there other people yet to putt when you fell?
Yeah, probably.
Did they change the read on the green after you fell?
No, but they commented on, one guy, Jim, had to putt. I was just like, well, you really tore that up.
Yeah, right through the valley here.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. We're going to have to call. Yeah, that guy got all of that.
Welcome back.
There's no, as I said, they leave you behind. Yeah. We're going to have to call them.
Call the what?
Okay, so we're going to have to call the greenskeeper.
Get Carl Spackler.
It's a big dent. There's a big dent.
Jesus.
I'm so embarrassed. It was so embarrassing. It really was. But, onward and upward. And then, I went on and my body hurts and it still hurts.
Yeah.
And that's it. But you fall. You have a fall.
Not everybody. And,
well, falling is bad as you get older.
I suppose it is.
Look, you were buzzed, right? You probably had some
little
buzz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be lying if I said there wasn't a little buzz.
You were sober and fell.
Yeah.
To say that I was sober would be, I was just entering buzzed.
That would be more concerning if you were sober.
I was home by 5:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
I was home by 5:30.
So you got into the ER, covered your copay, and then home by 5:30?
No need for that. Finish the round.
Oh, good.
Hit the ball straighter. Go figure that. But anyway, how was your weekend? it's at Tumble and Bumble. That's me. I'm Tumble Bumble. Tumble Bubble, your fine radio host. Yes, sir.
Is it the kind of thing that will be referenced, say, 2 weeks from now?
Surprisingly enough, they do not possess the skills of ball busting that we as professionals possess.
Okay.
So I have to say that it was not nearly as significant as I thought it would have been.
Good.
The only thing that my buddy Danny did was tell the guys that I was banned from the Republican Golf Store because I had a fight with the owner, and that was a lie. And I told him that in front of 20 guys. I said, that's a lie. And I say it just like Mommy Dearest, older daughter. That's a lie.
Christina Crawford.
I chose not to go
you
back there.
Yourself.
He turned it into, and by the way, Danny, who said to me, man,
myself.
He said, I hate your politics, but I love you. And I really miss you here. And it was a very sweet thing. And then in the next breath, he's going, he was banned. I said, I wasn't banned. I chose not to go back there.
Myself.
I had a little argument.
I wasn't banned. Now, can you help me get up, please?
Somebody help me get up.
And I miss it. And I'd love to go back, but I don't intend to because it'll be a thing. I don't want to go by and have a thing.
Would you rather fall with them or at the new club?
Oh, that's a wonderful
question. Or around me and Oscar.
That's a wonderful question. I'd rather fall with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, because so much crap has happened at that place, you know, with, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. It's much more, did you hear about Bob? Yeah. You know, it's that type of thing over there. Right? No, don't get me wrong. At these establishments and anywhere from sea to shining sea, this stuff goes on everywhere. Yeah. Do you hear about Phil? Yeah. Phil, you know, Phil decided that he was going to light his shirt on fire and drive down the middle of the 18th fairway, and he killed a goose and drove into the pond. That crap happens everywhere at all these places.
Classic Phil.
Because, you know, there's a degree of alcoholism that goes with all of them. But I don't do it, and in this case, it was two nights in a row. And that was
too much.
I can't. And especially I'm talking, when I say night, 5:30 in the afternoon doesn't count as a night.
Well, it's an evening.
Good enough for me.
And a birthday, you know?
And especially leading into the birthday party.
Was just no. The birthday party was my buddy Scott, who's an older father like me, and we just shot the crap. And I can tell him anything, and so he was enjoying me regaling him with tales of my loss of balance.
Balance,
like that. So
I lost my balance.
Yeah, but you know. The big news for today's show is that you traveled to Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
And you got a chance to. By the way, I saw your pictures there. You got some skinny arms now. Yeah. You got to do some curls.
I do.
To do some curls. You got the. How are you feeling?
Great.
Okay.
I feel fantastic.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, good. I think I told you that.
They're like salad finger.
They look. Yeah. Pipe cleaners. I look like the guy in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Where is it?
Don't play it. I don't care for it. No one likes it.
It's a fan favorite.
It's not a fan favorite.
Yeah, shut up, Pony. Really love it. Thank you, Pony. Appreciate it.
I'll find it.
Okay.
You were saying?
They recently lowered my insulin, and my blood sugar is on point to this time. So that's good news. So I feel good, and I don't think that 315-pound Rob could have dealt with the heat we dealt with this weekend.
It's stroke season.
It was nasty. And we got to Richmond a little earlier than we thought. So we were able to go to the Saturday evening and the Sunday afternoon game. We went to two games.
The Squirrel Nuts?
The Richmond Flying Squirrels.
The Flying Squirrels.
Yes.
Are they A-ball or double A-ball?
Double A-ball club. They feed the San Francisco Giants.
That weird, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't
it
weird the way that works? That seems odd.
Look, they hide them across the country.
For a million years, the AAA team that played there in Richmond was the Braves, and they fed the Atlanta Braves.
Mm. Which would be much more normal.
Makes more sense in a closer location. Yeah. But this is a Giants farm team. And amazingly, the park has not changed in 30 years. It is exactly the way I remembered it when I went.
It
when
looked
I was
like
in college.
It's been well maintained, and it looked like it was a nice place to see a ball game.
And
it was pretty
and
decent,
got us
right?
Great seats. The evening game, we were just to the right of home plate. And then the second game.
Not exactly the greatest pull, right? I mean, to be honest with you, to get a great seat in a place like that,
you're not going to see the
final concert of Billy Joel or something
But to know the fact that
this guy's got pull.
15 minutes before the game, he had him waiting for us. And then he found, but I will give him credit for this. There was only
such
about
an easy mark, isn't he? He's the greatest. That's why he's the greatest.
Who's there's fine? Only about. Is there someone on the phone? Television.
No.
I'm getting some really weird texts.
Oh,
about
us
what?
Too.
Like really dishonest. Texts.
Us
like,
too.
We
us
want your
too.
Social security yes. number so we can steal from you too.
My sister.
Mike. Why won't you send me your social security
My sister got a
number?
Text. My sister got a text saying, asking my, for, that looked like it was from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Asking my sister to take his car to the dealership, which made zero sense.
Because they don't live here.
Because they don't live in the same area.
Right.
But the fact that they had the names and the text.
So it came from your brother's number?
It came from someone.
I don't mean to interrupt you because we'll get back to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, please.
Your 241,643 court-issued settlement is waiting to be sent.
Mm. Oh, that's
but
great
news.
But
your info must be verified by July 26th.
Correct.
That's the oldest one in the book.
Yeah. And that's also tomorrow, so if you need to go and take care of this.
Also,
no, what do I do, though? What do I do? How do I mean...
You can block it.
I went in and changed everybody's privacy settings, and I am here to tell you, texts still come through.
I guess you just have to ignore it.
I got it. We got a text saying to my niece's phone, who's, by the way, 13.
Mm-hmm. All of it is your info has to be confirmed.
Yeah.
One after the other. Mm-hmm. What the frick? I mean, can't we do anything as a society to do this? You know, your $5,458 for your 2021 overpayments, but your info has to be confirmed. That's just give us your info.
At least you're not doing this, Mike. Every time my mother gets one of these, she calls one of her children about it. You're not calling your children about it.
Oscar spent some time with Mama. We're going to get to that on the show as well. But anyway, I'm getting those. They're blowing me up. Yeah. So what? So how granted, you met the young man?
Granted, the seats are not, you know, a great.
Your bar is low.
The bar is low. But however, on the Sunday game, he did find us three seats in the shade. And for that, I owe him eternally because the rest.
You went to two games?
Yeah, we went on Sunday, too. And so we went.
I'm a sports fan, and I would hate that.
Terrible.
Two days in the 95 degree weather with minor league baseball.
Well, the Saturday night game had fireworks, Mike.
Well, that's one of the greatest promotions.
But he's living his life.
What's that?
What else is he going to do? He doesn't drink anymore.
That's true.
No, I just think, you know, a nice dinner somewhere. And
we had a nice dinner, and then we went straight to the ball game.
Okay, no, but the fireworks are a great promotion for minor league baseball.
Yeah. There are some, and you know that minor league baseball is all about what goes on between the innings.
In what way?
They have something going on between every inning down on the
field.
The
good ones do. Yeah. The good clubs do, yeah.
Well, I found out that, remember, we're calling him Jack because his name is Jack.
Right.
He is the entertainment coordinator and performance manager for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And here was another thing that I didn't realize. He's not the during the game mascot. He's not nutsy during the game. He does TV and press and appearances outside of the park.
Oh.
But he's not actually the mascot during the game. So
what TV does he do? Do they have a Jumbotron there?
They do. And as a matter of fact, he is all over the safety video that they run before the game.
This is so obnoxious.
Which is so funny.
Why do I hate this guy? Rob is selling us on. Wait a second.
Rob is.
He's not the Rube on the field in the heat.
Well, no.
He's the guy that goes to the press.
As the story goes, the only Rube in this. And I was ready to think he's a Rube, you know, running around in his big fuzzy costume.
No, you weren't. Don't lie. Tell the truth. You were hoping. And you were positive, and you don't like conflict, and you were hoping that this would be a wonderful time, and you would love the guy. You weren't hoping he'd be the Rube on the field. You wouldn't want that.
We took our time pointing out things about him that were not, say, usual. Not everyone is a game mascot.
When? In what context?
Yeah, and on this show.
No, we walked away saying he looked like TJ Oshie.
We said he was a good-looking guy.
And he's actually better-looking in person, I dare say. He looks a lot like Pete Holmes. Carrie and I agreed that he looks like a handsomer Pete Holmes. That's the look he has.
Pete Holmes?
Yeah.
That's your barometer?
You mean the guy from Crashing?
Yeah. Good smile. He's got a great smile.
That guy's not attractive.
Well, no, but I said a handsomer Pete Holmes. I think that's what he looks like.
That's so weird.
Anyways, so the first time we see him is on the safety video, and that's when he's dressed up as his other character that he does in the game, which is Flingo the Flamingo.
That's the one we saw the picture of.
The wacky hot dog salesman.
Did you meet him before the game?
No, I did not.
Okay.
And so.
This is Saturday at the. Saturday
in the
night.
In the evening game.
This is when you're seeing him perform before you even meet him.
So I see him in the safety video, and he has a thick, almost Texas Southern accent in the video. And like, now remember, folks, you don't want to go on the field during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he's a dialectician.
Yeah, but I turned to Julie, I said, he doesn't really talk like that, does he?
This guy.
He says, no, that's the character of Flingo. Flingo the Flamingo.
Why does Flingo have a Southern accent?
I think because Flingo, as you see, is like a cowboy guy riding a flamingo. So I think that's the voice.
Did you ask him why, when you met him, why he had a Southern accent?
No, I asked him. I said, that's a voice you put on. He said, yeah, because he's sort of like a cowboy. And I said, okay. And I sort of let it slide there. He did a great job as Flingo. Flingo comes out and throws hot dogs into the crowd.
Really? Wrapped foil hot dogs out there?
Yeah, and he gets it to the upper deck. He's got quite an arm on him. And he runs, and then he falls down because he comes out on the, he runs the first baseline to home plate, throwing hot dogs all the way, and then back up the third, and he falls. And I looked to Julia.
On purpose?
I looked to Julia. I said, he fell. She said, he always falls. Normally it's closer to home plate. That's his thing.
Oh, his thing is falling?
Yeah, because he wants the people to think that something went wrong. And so
okay. Hey, I like that.
Well,
he takes
it seriously. Yeah. And then he did more characters for the Sunday game, Mike. On Sunday.
What characters did he do on Sunday?
The Tooth Fairy.
What outfit does he wear for that?
It's like a fairy outfit with a skirt and it's sparkly. And what happens they've got a dentist sponsorship. I don't recall the doctor's name, but he comes out with a kid. With a kid with a huge Charlie size.
Don't you laugh. Let us laugh. I hate it when you laugh at your own stories.
Okay.
I don't. At any point.
Yeah.
And you please be honest.
Yes.
Are you disappointed that your daughter, your beautiful, wonderful daughter, that's smart and bright, has an amazing future in front of her, has chosen this lad?
No. Because after meeting him and dining with him and visiting with him a little bit, he is the first in Julia's series of boyfriends that I feel is dynamic enough to match her personality.
Okay.
Because he's got a certain...
That's high praise.
He's got a certain electricity to him. He's definitely got a showbiz.
Now, you're very much like me in this respect. Yeah. Do you worry that there may... When you're watching this performance, Art, on Saturday night at the ball game...
Yeah. It's a crap.
I'll tell you exactly how I would feel if I'm watching this.
Yeah.
I would be... My greatest fear and my greatest worry would be, this is going to be a slicky boy.
Yep.
This is going to be kind of a huckstery, carny kind of guy. Did you feel that way, too, when you were watching this?
I thought that could be. And then he totally diffused that, because when I met him, he said, there is a lot of that in minor league ball. That's what I hate about it. He doesn't like the carny element of it. He wants just people to have a good time. But I want to finish with the dentist sponsored.
I don't think you answered that question.
He didn't answer it.
No,
I did. I said
he's so defensive. He is so in his defensive crouch right now that it's like
relax.
Tough to get through.
No.
It is. It is no, tough to get through.
No, it's not true. You asked if I was afraid he would be a slicky boy.
I was asking you. All I'm trying to do, Rob, as I try to get through and get honesty out of you, which is we have now established it's difficult for your in. Anything regarding your personal life. All I'm trying to find out, I would have said, well, if he's doing this, he's probably going to be kind of a, you know, showy. So I would have gone through, what was the greeting like? What was the, you know, was the vibe like? You know, where
did he wear
he would
sports
be,
go?
You know, would
he
be a slicky
shirt?
Guy?
No,
you
he
know,
wasn't
that kind
a slicky
of
guy, but that leads up to a story that shows me how not of a slicky guy he was.
Well, you want to tell the story about him in the
well,
tooth
what it was
fairy
is that they, so he brings a little kid out and they have to brush the bases with the massive, like, 10-foot... Not
toothbrush.
10, like, 6-foot toothbrush. Yeah, yeah. And so that's one of the things he does. And then also...
That's funny.
I wrote this down. They're the Molly-made drag queens. Now, you would think drag queen is, like, something like RuPaul, right? Mm-hmm. But Molly Maids is a cleaning service that also sponsors the Flying Squirrels. And what they are they... I think it was after the sixth inning, they drag the thing on the baselines to make sure the dirt is... You know, level.
Oh, they sweep. The sweepers.
But it's the drag. So they're the drag queens. Then they stop and they do a choreographed dance routine.
Are they dressed in
drag?
Drag?
They have maid outfits and big, colorful wigs.
This guy's a good guy after
and
your heart.
Said,
and he's one of the maids?
And I told him, I said, you know, in the maid number, you are a lot more committed than the other dancing maids. The other four weren't as into it. He said...
Because he's the boss, right?
And he said, stupid interns. I said, you better learn the dance or you're out of here.
Okay, so he kind of runs that,
that
show.
Yeah, he does. All that
did he come
stuff.
Up with some of these promotions himself, or
he
did
does
you
come,
ask him
he
that?
He does come up with promotions. As a matter of fact, he was denied one, because coming up, Mike, and you want to get your tickets now, I believe it's September 22nd, is the Rock, Paper, Scissors night. And they're going to have a rock, paper, scissors tournament before the game for, you know, who gets to throw out the first pitch. But his idea for the promotion was to hire a fake world champion rock, paper, scissors guy. And they're going to bring out a bodybuilder with a belt. And they were going to market him as the world's greatest rock, paper, scissors guy. And you had to beat him to do.
Who's the person that turned him down with that? The president of the team?
Yeah, corporate.
I'd like to meet those guys. That's a good call. Well, that's a smart call.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's a terrible idea.
I like the idea based on the fact that it was, you know, otherwise it's just people out there playing rock, paper, scissors.
Add more expense.
I'd rather have like kids out there doing it.
And they do a lot of stuff with kids. Oh, and also his fourth costume I saw him in, Mike, he was Peanut. Because they don't do the racing presidents. They do the racing nuts. And the nuts are, and I made a note to make sure I got
like
it
right. Like acorns and stuff?
Mike, there's John Walnut.
Mm.
There's Dwayne Almond. Greg Almond. Johnny Cashew.
Are they dressed as the characters?
And Peanut. Yeah.
And they race?
And they race. And Peanut won. And I said, Julia, who is Peanut? She says, that was Jack. I recognized his shoes. So
my favorite one, and it's a major league promotion, but I don't know where they do it. There's a guy that's this super sprinter, and he's like the Flash. He's dressed in a blue bodysuit.
Yes.
And it's all over. It's a viral video.
Seattle Mariners?
I think it might be the Seattle Mariners, where one guy starts, and he gives them like a huge head start, and then he eventually catches them. So you get done with watching. Let's take a break. We'll move my news to later.
All right.
I want to hear about the dinner. You know, what went on with that?
Well, I also
need to
tell you about how I absolutely, in an effort to be a good guy, embarrassed myself and my family. in front of the whole park.
I can't wait.
It was bad.
At the ball game?
Yes, it was.
Did you fall?
And to Mike, it was even more subtle and embarrassing than falling.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. We'll do that when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. So far, Oscar, we're getting a pretty positive review.
I like it. I'm looking this gentleman up.
Of this guy. I'm sorry. The rock, paper, scissors, I think it was a good call by corporate. But that's me. We'll come back and we'll finish discussing this and more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
Where can you hear about flying squirrels going into labor and the national anthem? Well, it's on the latest bonus show, and here's a sample.
All the rooms smell like Anne Bancroft.
Didn't Nutsy's uncle or grandfather pass away? Polly Walnuts?
He brought a joke to the show.
And sometimes they work.
I look like Sebastian Cabot. No, that's not good, too.
That's not very current.
You want me to do it for you?
I want you to yourself.
Oh, wow.
Wow. By the way, more people watching this show now.
For the land of the free.
Oh!
Get a subscription today and watch the show by clicking that bonus show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I thought he sucked.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to wing that bell, friends. Wing that bell.
Wing it.
Hey, I love to go fishing with my son, Michael. What I don't like is the rolling rollers, the 2 to 3 footers out there that make me a little... And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you'll know that I have a little problem with the motion. The rolling waves, hours after I'm back on dry land, don't like it. Here's good news. Relief Band, the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks it, and now they have the Relief Band Sport, which is waterproof and has extended battery life. You can even attach to your Apple or Android watch. The best thing about my Relief Band is it works almost instantly. So effective, you won't believe it. So if you are planning your next fishing trip or you just get nauseous after filling up your gas tank, get it? There you go. We can edit that one. They're coming down now, so we need to stay on these and edit that out there when you're meeting mascots. I've got good news. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara. It's Mike O'Mara Show listeners. Did they want Mike O'Mara listeners? They listen to Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak as well. I'm curious. It says it's written here, Mike O'Mara listeners.
That was the copy, but I can alter that.
Could you add show?
Well, I feel embarrassed because this is a collaborative effort.
It's
my show, but it's featuring all three of us.
Yeah.
If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off, plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not to have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. We're back and talking to Rob about the big meet of the new boyfriend, which is always really exciting. And you have to, it's a difficult position when you're going to talk about someone you love and somebody that they're dating. But it's a fascinating line of work that he's in where
it
he
is.
Puts on tutus yeah. and runs it's, out and does these things.
We should highlight, it's also probably difficult for his daughter.
Because to be like associated with the, you mean in what way?
Just to have me as a father.
No. It's, I guess you put yourself in their shoes where this is the first time her parents are meeting somebody she's chosen, you know.
Yeah.
This is who she's dating and yeah. coming right. down. It's a, right. it's a lot, right. it's pressure for the person. Yeah. Or she may not care. I don't know. I don't know.
And it, they met at a party through a mutual friend yes. in Richmond. And so it was
like, a triple A. Or single A, like baseball party, like just a friend party, like
no, just a friend, okay, just okay. a friend party, okay. and I didn't pursue it because they didn't seem comfortable really getting into it. Yeah. But I have to assume if that's the fact, he kind of pursued her because
so as you were watching him on mm-hmm. Saturday night at the ball game where you have not formally met him yet,
right?
What is going through your mind?
I'm thinking,
and Carrie's mind.
Well, Carrie is probably an easier sell than me. On it, so I didn't even really check in with Carrie. She says, oh, he looks nice, and oh, look, he's busy. Oh, look, he's doing his job. Very motherly stuff. You're like, look, Julia, there he is again. He's doing his
he's
job.
He's working.
Okay. You love your kids, and I that's do. What it's yeah. all about.
And also, that was all told. He could have been the biggest jerk in town, but...
You wouldn't have been able to tell by what he was doing on the field.
No. And it was so nice. Great to spend time with Julia. And
if at any time he had looked over, like when he's in his suits and stuff, and looked up at you and Julia, and
went, yeah, then we're probably- like, honey, get to the car.
You'll never see that guy again.
So it's Saturday night at the ballpark. We've seen him, but we've not met him. We've yeah. seen him on the field. We've seen the flamingo and all of this. And it is the reason for the fireworks. It's Armed Forces Appreciation Night.
Nice.
Okay. And I want people.
No, the reason for the fireworks is they want to draw more people to the ballpark.
But that, okay, that's how they. And also,
the, that is the excuse they're paying. Using. But yes.
The fireworks, yes, Mike, the fireworks are sponsored by Sabra, the people that make hummus. And apparently, the entire refrigerator in the company fridge is full of hummus right
nice.
Now. They shipped over so much hummus. Anyway, okay. So the good people at Sabra were bringing us the fireworks.
Do you still get a pack of smokes walking in?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. A pack of smokes.
For the Philip Morris thing?
From the Philip yeah, Morris.
By the way, the town we're talking about is Richmond, Virginia. For those of you around the rest of the country that have never driven through Richmond, they had a factory. They still do, I believe. Yes. Philip Morris, which makes the cigarettes.
A tie between Richmond and Winston-Salem to be the cigarette capital of the world.
Oh, Richmond though had the big tower. Had the building shaped like a pack of smoke.
Yeah, exactly. So you get a free pack of smokes. You come in, and although I did not partake, beers they keep them at $7, which is pretty reasonable for a ballpark
inflation.
Beer.
Did you guys ever in your careers ever do a cigarette promotion? With a radio station?
No.
I did.
No.
I did.
Really?
I did for,
what was it?
Yeah, for Winston. I did
that
for
was
Winston.
Pony's brand.
We gave away cigarettes.
Wow.
Little mini promotional packs of cigarettes.
Wow. That's,
and I was smoking like a chimney in those days.
You know,
great.
If you watch, there's an old movie with George Segal called Roller Coaster, and a lot of it is shot at King's Dominion. It's about a murderer mm-hmm. who rigs roller coasters with bombs. And when George Segal is trying to be sort of under the radar at King's Dominion, he goes to the Guess Your Weight booth, and he wins a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted at carnival.
Back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
It was legit. So you meet him finally.
Yes. Well, no, not yet, because it is Armed Forces Appreciation Night, and we're there, and it's blisteringly hot, and the PA system is not, I would say, state of the art. You can hear it, but it's not totally crisp and clean.
Okay.
And they said, ladies and gentlemen, to honor our united, our armed forces tonight, please applaud our armed forces. And then when people started to clap, what I didn't hear them say was, and if you're a member of the armed forces, please stand. Well, I thought if it's good enough to clap for the armed forces, why
You'll
not
stand
give
up.
Them a standing ovation? I stood up. Just in time to hear Julia say, Dad, no, look. And I look, and I'm the first person they put on the Jumbotron.
As a member of the armed forces.
As a member of the armed forces. And I turn 15 shades of red. And I sit down, and I'm just so miserably mortified, because really I thought this was going to be the night
they
that
get
Jack,
skinny and everything
yeah,
changes.
Jack proves himself to me, when in fact, what am I doing? Ruining the promotion of the night. And then Carrie leans over.
Nobody's going to know, though. Nobody,
no.
It's an honest
and
look mistake.
And it looks like you have been deployed once or twice.
And Carrie leans over to me and says,
deployed to Disney World.
Yeah, deployed to a bakery.
And the only comment you've seen is with your liver.
And so, yeah. And you know what? Winning. I may have lost the battle, but I might win the war.
Did you immediately squat back down in your seat?
Julia pulls me down. You may have actually seen it on the Jumbotron of me being pulled down.
Right.
And Carrie leans over. She's one seat over. She says, hey, what unit were you in? It's like,
oh,
because they love nothing more than when I screw up. Okay.
Well, also, you know, if you really, there's a cottage industry of viral videos with stolen valor.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I would have tried a little harder than a Paul McCartney T-shirt if I wanted to steal some valor. It was an honest mistake.
When I watch those videos, that is not only. That is America at its all-time worst.
Yeah, true.
Okay? And for two reasons, okay? It's inevitably this doughboy, just loser of losers, right? Guy that has nothing going on. You got, in order to put a uniform on and to pretend to be a member of the military, you got to be the king loser.
Yep.
So I feel horrible and pissed off at that individual. But then you get the special forces operative that could take the guy's head off. And where did Oscar go?
He was
trying to let the dog.
If you ask who let the dog out, it was Oscar.
It's just a sea of negativity. I hate it. Believe it or not, as much as I love watching like police chiefs get pulled over.
Yeah, but that's different.
The guys with the wrong medals on their blazer.
Yeah.
And they get called out.
Happens
and it's
at the
just,
airport.
Well, it was a total. It was a very honest mistake. But I felt rotten.
You should.
All right.
And
you shouldn't do that to our
all right,
veterans.
Well, we have to get to your meeting of the guy.
About two innings later, I feel a hand on my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And it says, I understand you were quite a decorated veteran. And I turn around, and that's how Jack introduced himself to me.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's kind of, really?
Yes. He started off by giving me
He meets you by, that's pretty ballsy.
But you know what? I thought it was pretty funny. I thought
pretty
it was
slick.
Pretty funny. Mm. And so you don't approve?
No. You say hi, sir, and move on with your life.
No, the yes, sir, and everything came after the initial
joke.
After
he broke your balls. He doesn't know you.
But it was a pretty good entrance, I have to admit. And So I was still, I was still embarrassed about it. And thank God, no one in the crowd, said, thank you or anything like that. He was the only one who did a callback.
And then dinner with him?
Yes, that was dinner
and
was
everything
Sunday.
Everything went well.
Wonderful. There is a problem with him. He's vegan. And
boo.
Thank you. But
did he pay?
He would have paid, but I paid in advance.
Oh, good man.
Good
man.
But we went to
vegan, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very, very interesting.
And he's getting Julia to be more, she's not vegan yet, but she's vegetarian and leaning towards it.
The guy that I work out with three times a week is a vegan.
Yeah, so he picked a great restaurant in Richmond. Richmond is wall-to-wall restaurants now, and this place was a Szechuan place called...
I'm becoming a true believer. I mean, really, plant-based protein. Yeah. I've lost 1 pound in 3 months.
Attaboy, and it's and that was
really a believer.
It was all fat.
Yeah.
But it was a place called Peter Chang. And it was excellent. It was really Peter Chang, and he has got a place locally as well.
Is it an Asian restaurant?
Yeah, Szechuan. Okay. Really, really hot stuff. And
you didn't have to eat vegan, right?
No. I ate meat in front of him, and I said, "Look what I'm eating: a duck." Duck.
Did you have duck?
I had shredded duck with scallions, and it was amazing. It was amazing. And then,
overall, did you grill him? Did you grill the young man?
Yeah,
a little bit?
Turns out he is a Fairfax native. He went to Woodson.
Ooh.
And when he told his mom that she was dating, that he was dating Julia, she remembered the Don and Mike show and remembered me from the Don and Mike show. And he said, so my mom thinks you're a big deal. And I said, well, that's very nice of your mom. What about your dad? He said, didn't ask him. But he was altogether a nice enough fellow. One thing that made me really like him and made Julia roll her eyes is I said, do you fall in every ball game? Because Julia had already told me he does.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, falling's my thing. I love Buster Keaton. I said,
oh.
What?
Oh.
Really?
Oh, there you go. A silent film star.
Yeah, a black and white guy.
Oh, I bet that. I bet it moved Rob.
It did.
After that, right?
Way to
That's
the right.
Special.
And so anyway, we had a great dinner. And he is a charming fellow, and I think a good match for Julia. And after this, I approve. So
okay,
what are his future plans?
Do you have any questions, Oscar?
Yeah, I do. Did he say he wants to go to a double A? Does he want to come work in D.C.?
No, as a matter of fact, he bandied about the notion, I won't get specific, of going back to school for a higher degree. And he seems to have stuff in order. Yeah. So, but you know what? The job at the ballpark is all year round.
Oh.
So it's not just a summer gig.
Jeez.
It's very hard in the summer.
Was Julia giggly at the dinner?
It's very sweet. Very sweet.
That's good.
Well, poor skater kid's probably listening to this just sad.
Oh, Henry. So clingy.
Well, that's nice.
But
it was a nice night at the ball yard.
It was so nice to see Julia, to see her happy. And also,
had you had enough of minor league baseball by the time you finished that game?
Two games.
Did you leave the game on Sunday?
We stayed for the full game, both games.
Oh, I'm a sports fan, and I wouldn't do
that. Well, I'm not going to miss the fireworks, Mike. I'm not going to miss the fireworks.
They didn't have fireworks on. Sunday was a day game, wasn't it?
Sunday was a day game, and we stayed till the end because it was a tight game. And they lost Saturday night. They won Sunday afternoon. Came 6 unannswered runs during the Sunday game.
Okay, flying squirrels.
Yeah,
that's
go
awesome.
Squirrels. Squirrels right. Baseball.
Right. Okay, well, good. And Jack, I'm glad that Jack was a hit.
Yeah, you know? a good guy. I think so.
That's wonderful.
So we'll
All right, we have to take a break. And when we come back, we've got the homepage. Lots going on in the world, including it's a Martha Stewart tragedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, a tragedy?
So sorry. Very sad. Very sad. But she'll get through it. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And if we haven't mentioned it, we appreciate it.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running. He's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me as I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president, she's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that play!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all of these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it because it's so easy to do and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan for your lawn. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start out today with a whale.
Hurry up, he's dying.
No, I'm sorry, that's another whale. A whale, this is a viral video of viral videos over the weekend. Everybody saw this, at least most people did.
Mm-hmm.
A whale off the coast of Massachusetts in a harbor. Looked like this boat was almost at anchor or on a mooring. I couldn't tell. A whale breaches just off the coast of Plymouth, Massachusetts. And it's a perfect video. And by the way, you know, it's not like America's Funniest Home Videos where they fake them. When you get a shot of this, you have gotten incredibly lucky. And the whale breaches and lands on the bow of a small boat, briefly submerging it. I mean, it came down out of the water, looked like a humpback whale all the way back down.
So it wasn't ruined by narration at all?
No, no.
Look at that, man. That's wicked cool.
Oh, my God. Well, there's the one with the sailfish, I think it is, where it's just like, what the F is that? Oh, that actually made that video work.
Yeah,
but the ones I hate, I really do, maybe because I'm the father of a nine-year-old, is when you're like, what the F? Holy effing. Oh, my effing F. It's
this
the only
clean.
Vocabulary they have.
This guy was
this
clear.
Completely clean, submerges the bow of what appears to be a little cuddy cabin fishing boat underwater, and then it pops right up. It's stunning. It's caught completely on video. Footage of the encounter, the whale appears to be a humpback. It can be seen emerging from the water before it lands on the 19-foot vessel, bringing it crashing down into the water.
Wow. I'm surprised.
That's just so freaky.
We don't see this more often.
I just, with all the whale-watching tourism boats out there, officials said the incident unfolded around 10 a.m. Whitehorse Beach, which is near Plymouth. In fact, that's the last part of... you know, close to the Cape where I was.
Yeah.
I went up to Plymouth, Massachusetts, playing with some buddies up there. But
we had an incident like that at the pool last week with a lady at our pool.
Hey, lady.
Don't let him breach, Mike.
We've all met in our business celebrities that are out in the wild. You know, you've had them in studio. And this is a little survey that was done, whether you asked for an autograph or a picture or both. According to a new poll, I just found this kind of curious. 49% of us would want a picture, while only 7% would ask for autographs. So I think autographs were a thing back in the day. People had autograph books
when
and
you
things
don't,
like that.
When you don't carry a camera with you at all times, it was...
Now we do.
Yeah.
So we all want a picture.
Yeah.
It says 33% would want neither.
Yeah, I
11%
there.
Don't know.
I remember Rod Stewart should have asked for a picture. My sister was freaking out. He was... eating lunch with his daughter right in front of us. And I was like, let's leave the man alone. Like, he's literally just trying to have some family time.
The circumstances dictate.
Yes.
And it's so constant. It's kind of trivial.
Yeah.
I used to like getting pictures with somebody we would do an interview with.
Oh, yeah.
If we would
cool.
do that.
That makes sense.
But we never got good ones. Because somebody who was producing the show got all of them.
I heard about that.
How many, seriously, how many pictures more? You got more pictures with celebrities than anybody that I have ever worked with. Anyone. You would get the picture and we'd be in there. It's like, see you later. That was it. Did you not get a lot of pictures with celebrities?
I can't think of a, like
you
a,
loved it.
Yeah,
well,
he had
more FaceTime, though, as well. You guys are doing the show. They're in, they're out. And they're like, oh, quick pic.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I love them, though. I love those. If you want me to the celebrity mementos, but then again, there's nothing. I don't have anything in here.
You know what,
I don't have
you know
it's all in storage, all my pictures.
It's when you see someone with a president.
And that one. God, where's that one? I don't know where that one is.
You don't have that one?
I'm not a saver. I don't say it. I mean, I've got it. It's somewhere. I just don't know where it is. The picture of Catherine with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
As an adult, making love. Anyway, that's it's one.
Isn't your father the podcaster?
Anyway, there's a bunch of surveys about whether people want a selfie, and as I look at it, it's I don't think it's worth your time. So there we go.
No, I really
in the
think,
filing cabinet it goes.
I think autographs are really passé.
Yeah, I think they are. I don't think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Autograph photo sent to you later or an autograph. I love an autograph book. I love that.
That's nice. Yes.
Elon Musk is facing new allegations. The 51-year-old Tesla CEO and the world's richest man reportedly had an affair with his billionaire friend, Google founder Sergey Brin's wife, Nicole Shanahan, in December of last year. That's according to a biggie, the Wall Street Journal's reporting that. The affair was also reportedly the catalyst for Sergey's divorce, according to the report. Friends told the outlet that Elon's romance with Nicole led to Sergey's divorce filing in January.
Yeah, so this is the tough part of all of this is you're the co-founder of Google. You file for divorce with your first wife. You marry what you think is, you know, the girl of your dreams, and you fall in love again, and And then Mr. Steal Your Girl, Elon Musk, comes through
right.
and ruins all that.
Right.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
It's hard to back. It's hard, even as a Tesla fan, if this is true, to be like, of all the women in the world.
Yeah.
Right? Not your friend's wife.
Have you done a deep dive on this particular one?
I just saw
one?
It break yesterday, so we're on the same page.
Does she have the... Do you think she's got the magic Wajin?
Do you no, think no, I don't think it has anything to do here? With that. I think that this...
It's not magic.
I think... And I'm just being as my... It's... Like, I could get over Elon telling everybody to come back to work or else, right?
Yeah, right.
But this, between two of the most powerful tech minds in the world, just seems... Why would you?
Yeah, it makes me think, is there something more than just the sexual aspect of it?
Correct.
The attractive essence of it. Is there something going, is there a power struggle?
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
Hey, I can get this guy's wife and I'll feel powerful if I do it.
I think you're both wrong. I think they're lonely.
Thank you.
How dare you.
Angry, I love this. I'll print this every time. Angry Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota State Fair concert venue by chucking beer cans and storming the stage, leading to one man being arrested after the show was canceled because of bad weather. The riot broke out as a storm rolled through the fairgrounds.
Wow.
In Minot on Friday night, according to TMZ.
How do you spell
after
Minot?
The show,
I always
M-I-N-O-T. Minot, North Dakota.
I never get that right.
After the show by the All Summer Long Rocker, it was put on hold for roughly 2 hours. It was finally canceled altogether around 11 p.m., sending some members of the 18,000 strong into a frenzy, throwing cans and other trash at the poor concert workers that were just trying to make a few extra bucks.
Those state fair gigs are actually good money.
Yeah, you've played them for many years, haven't you?
I used to tour with the Brady Bunch kids.
That was a show. And strangely, a rockin' show, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Really. All right, here's the sad story of the week. Martha Stewart has revealed that several of her peacocks have been murdered.
Oh, no.
On Saturday, the 80-year-old entrepreneur took to social media to mourn the death of six of her peacocks after they were killed by coyotes. Here's her quote. R.I.P., beautiful blue boy.
Oh.
The coyotes came in broad daylight and devoured him and five others, including the magnificent white boy. It's an interesting name for a peacock. Yeah.
I have no doubt she'd have magnificent white boy, but I didn't think it was a peacock.
Any solutions for getting rid of six large and aggressive coyotes who have expensive taste when it comes to poultry? It's a little flip, but she does that, right?
Yeah.
She writes those. Her social media posts are always tinged with a little of, I don't care about anything. I always think she's just baked.
Or trolling.
I really do. I picture what's that?
Or trolling. It's like, wait till they get a hold of this.
Yeah.
What a shame. Blue boy and white boy were eaten by coyotes at my house in Connecticut. Weird. I'm sorry.
Mike, I have a tribute. I have a tribute for the peacocks.
NBC Television.
Rest peacock in sound. Peace. That's right.
There you go. Legendary actor James Caan died from a combination of serious heart problems, according to his death certificate. The document obtained by TMZ says James died from a heart attack and coronary artery disease, the most common heart disease in the U.S. The certificate says James also suffered from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's COPD, people.
Yeah.
And that might be smoking. I don't know if he was a heavy smoker, but he might have been.
I think you can bet on that.
And congestive heart failure. So he had a lot of issues probably related to smoking. My father died of COPD, and sounds like that's what he had, too. And now a something-something for you from my fine state. A 70-year-old woman was stabbed by the bill of a 100-pound sailfish that leapt out of the water as her companions were trying to reel it in on a boat near the Florida coast. The sailfish stabbed the woman from Arnold, Maryland, in the groin area with its pointed bill. This happened last Tuesday while she was standing on the boat. The people on the boat with her applied pressure to the wound, and the woman was taken to Stuart, Florida, for medical treatment. The woman told deputies that the incident happened so fast that she didn't have time to react. Sailfish are among the fastest species in the ocean, and like the swordfish, are recognizable by their extended pointed bills. And that's what got her. By the way, if any other tourists want to get stabbed by a bill in Florida, just go for a meal in downtown Naples. Am I right, ladies? There you go. Come on down here. You need to get stabbed by a bill there. Rickety split, if you know what I mean. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll do something. I know we will. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. I got stabbed by a bill. Tell Miranda.
Time and my own, is it hot out there? And I know a lot of yous are heading to the beach or living in your swimming pool. So may I suggest you're heading over to the MichaelMerrishow.com website. Click on the Target or Walmart banner to get all your summertime supplies. Do it. Do it now. We now return yous to TMOS already in progress.
That was good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do it. Do it now.
Call to action.
All right.
Thank you, Paul. Did you know that only a quarter of all mortgages are handled by banks, people? Did you know that? Do they teach you that here? The other 75% are done through mortgage companies. So if you or anyone you know are buying a home and looking to take out a mortgage, listen up, Buttercup. The mortgage lender you work with is the most important element in your home purchase. My good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the only experts I recommend for all your mortgage needs. They offer more products and close loans faster than the large banks do. Make Cornerstone First your go-to for your home search. Their years of experience, customer service, and low rate guarantees mean that you'll be glad you did. For any purchase or refinance, call the people at Cornerstone First Financial today, one of the longest running advertisers on our show. Call Cornerstone First, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. Now, tomorrow, programming note, it's going to be me and Rob because Oscar's doing something important.
Yes.
Exactly. Can you talk about what you're doing, or is it a secret?
He's painting, Mike. He's painting the walls.
You know, Mike.
He's doing what?
He's painting the walls.
Painting. I know, really. Mike, I think you know better than I do that sometimes when you have corporate lawyers that you have to go to them and their offices because it's just like more convenient for them because they can't come to you for some reason. I have no idea.
To be honest with you, my career, I was, I was burdened by lawyers at only the worst possible times. The dealings that I had with my agent, who was based out of Chicago for most of the years I dealt with him, were on the phone primarily. Yeah. But when the Janet Jackson thing happened and the world went mad and radio changed forever, that was a different entity where we had to go. But we had to go down to the offices.
We did.
We had to go down to the offices.
There was a credit card machine on the counter in the
Remember
office.
That?
I do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And Mike, I'm just curious, since his name doesn't come up that often, your agent, do you think he'd have any advice for people during this recent weather?
Stay cool, guys. That's what he used to tell Donna and me all the time.
This is what I used to get. We'd never meet with our agent because
Eatman brothers.
Yeah, he would find us. He'd find a window of time that where someone, I'm sure, canceled. And then he'd be like, come on down to what's the finest hotel in town? No, the finest hotel in town.
The
Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton. Yeah. There you go.
And then I'm like, oh, man, can't wait to get down there. Like, this is great. Like, No, we'd meet in the lobby, and he'd talk to me there. Like, there's no meal, there's no tea, there's nothing.
But to be fair, the Ritz-Carlton has some lovely furniture in the lobby.
Like, I was a bellboy. I remember texting him saying, I'm here, where should we meet? He goes, just go ahead and sit down on the couches in the lobby.
It's such a different world.
Bad.
You know, my buddy Mark DCO, you know, the defense guy that's just so cool. It's such a different world. Yeah. It is, and I'm sure you know this, Oscar, and Rob too. It's such a different work ethic.
Yes.
It's such a different world of what is normal to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I consider it the same with physicians. Yeah. It's just when they say, is he a professional? Well, that's, I'm sorry, that's what a doctor or lawyer. That's what that really means.
Yeah.
And you look at these guys and
it's I'll tell you,
what they go through paying their dues is so different than what we all go through.
Correct. However, they do seem a bit entitled at time, and I won't name names, but you know.
Oh my God, of course they do.
My mom, one of her primary jobs for the Inova organization is scheduling doctors' days and making sure like they pay that insurance so they don't get malpractice and all that stuff.
Right.
And they are the absolute worst. They don't want to ever do anything. And that's just
I think it's easy for us to bitch about like different perspectives of how you service your client. They're clearly paying someone to help remind them to do all of that. Right?
Yeah, but they should be more helpful. Don't you think?
Lawyers, you know,
they call the shots,
world.
Right? They call the shots.
They do.
I'll give you an example.
They control the world.
We're working with for something completely different with another firm that was more like a nonprofit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, and we set all this all up and blah blah blah, and they're like, all right. Their offices happen to be across the street from where we are because this is, you know, like the high rent district, and I was like, all right. Come on by. And they're like, oh, no, I can meet you over at our place. And it's just, you sit there, you're like, fine, I'll walk over.
It's a power struggle. It's a peeing contest.
Yep.
It's a peeing. No, we'll have you in our room so we can take you in our room that we have cultivated to create an image of power and diminish you in every way that can, you know?
So I can't
why don't you meet?
Sorry, guys, I got TMOS. This is the one time I can't say that.
Why don't you meet them at, like, on a neutral playing field? And since they're nearby, you could go to Empire.
Empire.
Yeah.
Empire. I'm sure they'll
What is Empire? What is that? Is that the new strip joint?
It's a gentleman's club.
No, we talked about this. We've never been yet. None of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it the one where...
Right by Sign of the Whale.
Next to... what's the other place?
Oh, it's near Camelot.
Yeah, right next to Camelot.
Yeah.
Right next to it.
Okay, that used to be...
I feel like...
What was that place in the old days? That
I don't know.
Something else.
Was it a Hardee's?
No. Joanna's, maybe?
That doesn't
Was
sound
it Joanna's?
Familiar. That doesn't sound familiar.
I know what you're talking about. That place is still open, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
That joint? So there are three of them on M Street now?
No, not on that same strip. That little strip has the Whale, right? Sign of the Whale.
Mm-hmm.
It's now burned down, but still has a little sign.
Still functioning, yeah.
It's still open? The Whale is still open?
The fire was just in the upper floors.
It is? It's open?
I think it is open, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
How do you know?
Because it looks open when I go by it.
Oh.
I go drive by
in.
It every day.
Yeah, I was like,
he sneaks in for shots.
What's going on?
Are you familiar with the phrase taking the edge off?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right before the show.
It's not an easy place to work.
So
lawyers,
I'll be gone
lawyers.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Well, if you come back early, dick your head in.
Yes.
Your head in.
I would love to see that.
That would be fun.
If that happens,
look, it's a different world. And what I look, everybody, most people think of lawyers in terms of I've never seen anything like this. I'm going to show it really quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
The texts that come up. I'm just being blown up here.
Yeah.
I'm being blown up like I've never been blown up in my life.
They want your money.
You're on a list.
Yeah.
Exposure to this popular pesticide, you've been issued $63,050. But I have made $1 million today based on these texts.
Just humor me for a second. When you go up to your text, top left-hand corner, right? It's got a number.
All right.
Top left-hand corner has a number.
I'll do it right now. You want me to tell you what the number is? The top left-hand corner?
Oh, Oscar.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Does it
say filters?
I have an edit button here.
On the top left-hand corner of all your texts, like if you just go to your view of all your texts that you have.
Yeah.
Okay. There should be a filter. Top left-hand corner should be, it says filters, and you can hit known senders on that filter, and it'll just show you the people you know.
Oh, like in your contact list. Yeah. And
I'll
stand corrected.
On that after the
yeah,
show.
But it could help you without like having to look every time somebody comes.
Scary.
Don't call Sign of the Whale, Mike. They're temporarily closed. I stand corrected.
I'm going to call my lawyer. No, I like lawyers on TV.
Yes.
I hate lawyers in real
life.
I'd
rather Saul.
Judge lawyer. Joe Brown. Do you like him?
Judges are cool because I played golf with
That's
judges.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there
I knew
a
judge down here.
I'll let you know tomorrow afternoon. I just didn't want to promise them something I couldn't control.
Oh, so you might
yeah,
be.
Yeah, so I'll let you know.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring bagels or anything?
If he's not here, plan something special.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something fun.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Do you have a town?
Mike, it's a fully functioning village.
That's exciting. We're going to hear some sounds, and Rob's going to talk about them when we come back.
Thanks for explaining.
Happy Monday, everybody. Hello, Mons, Belgium. Nice to see you. All our Belgian listeners. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Greetings to my father.
Has he got a condo or does he have an apartment?
They call him Condo Bob.
Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
I once saw Condo Bob bowl a perfect game while receiving a colonoscopy.
Best damn management consultant in the firm.
He had to have his feet registered as deadly weapons in the state of Delaware.
Condo Bob has fathered every male child in Indonesia since 1985.
In the wintertime, snow will not accumulate on his walkway out of respect. To Condo Bob!
Condo Bob!
Condo Bob does all of his shopping through the TMOS Shopping Center. One click and he gets what he wants. While everyone else has to click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com, Condo Bob simply orders his items through the power of his mind.
Got a condo made of stoner.
Welcome back, and this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns, and it's always important to show up for yourself. BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs, and they can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. You can log in to your account anytime, and you can send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the right fit for you. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself. I believe in it now more than ever. I believe in therapy. BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them. And they have a special offer for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. And now it's time for Sound Town.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, are you still pretty sure that the Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series?
Nope.
They had an interesting weekend in which they lost their biggest loss in the history of Fenway Park. They lost 28-5 against the Blue Jays.
For those of you that have followed my career and know how important this team was to me, I have lost my focus.
They burned me.
It's just, I don't care for
it. Well, does any team ever, 28-5 is a pretty.
I thought that was an error. Like somebody mistyped that.
Yeah, Mike,
stunningly bad pitching.
28-5 is really bad, but really, I think it can all be encapsulated in the fact that they gave up an inside the park grand slam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any reason why?
That's a drive to deep center, but where is it? It's over, way over the head of Duran, who never saw it. He never saw it. Tapia around third, heading
home.
That's
focus.
An inside the park grand slam for Raimel Tapia.
Oh.
The fans sound happy.
That was Fenway. That was Fenway.
Fenway all the way. But, Mike, it was, if you want to look back to the glory days of the Sox, Big Poppy, David Ortiz, got in the Hall
inducted.
Of Fame. Yeah. And a great speech. This is a moment that he captured in his HOF induction speech that I really like.
All I was trying to do, it was bringing team together. My smaller teammate, where he at, Pedroia. Pee Wee grabbed me by the neck one time, and he told me, if you keep on pulling the ball, I'm going to whoop you. And guess what? Big Poppy got caught up on fire. And I'm going to thank you guys for the rest of my life.
I think that's nice.
There are athletes that transcend sport, and he was one, and we got him.
Yeah.
And it was, I remember Carla used to look at him when back in the heyday, back in 04, when he would come to the plate, and we would say, he's got that look. He didn't always have it when he was at the plate.
it was the look like he was going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And he would do something great. And the greatest, if not all of baseball, certainly the greatest clutch hitter in the history of the Red Sox. And it was a great time, and now they're losing 28-5. It happens. It's cyclical. It's professional sports, people.
Mike, are you familiar with the town called Stuart, Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Stuart had the lady that got impaled by the sailfish.
That's a big news weekend for them because they also have a guy that's being caught naked outside doing garden work, working on his car. He's the naked guy.
Mm.
And there's lots of complaints, and I think this is a great Florida story, not because this guy is naked. And by the way, he looks like you would think a naked guy would look outside.
He's like a nudist.
He looks exactly, Mike.
Sloppy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I like the way the cops are handling this.
He works on his car, and he does it naked. And, you know, everyone's called the police. But he's just out there doing his yard work, his whatever he needs to do outside naked.
Have some respect for the neighborhood kids. Kids catch the bus here. I've seen these people actually stand on their front step, buck naked, both of them, and talk to a police officer.
It's
the sheriff's department told me, turn my head.
It's their way of life, and it's on their property, and I know it's legal.
Why are your privates on display? I mean, that's not private at all.
Mike, the Stuart Police Department advised them to turn their head.
That's something. I'd be taking pictures.
Well, Mike, it's funny you should say that because the New York Post covered the story and they put some censored pictures, but one of them was indeed him picking something up.
Oh, wow.
Don't drop.
Play balls. Ball.
That's exactly. Vince McMahon retiring from the WWE and being replaced by his daughter, Stephanie McMahon. And you know, I don't know whether wrestling is fixed or not. I never got a true read on that. But it does feel like they rehearsed the crowd for this announcement, just not very well, because they start their spontaneous chant too early. This is a Friday night. Is it the Friday Night Slam?
Friday Night Raw?
Friday Night, whatever it is. This is the Friday Night Wrestling broadcast.
Earlier tonight, my father, Vince McMahon, retired from WWE. This is the company that he created, that he founded, and he wanted to make sure in his retirement that he thanked all of you.
Thank you, Vince! Thank you, Vince! Thank you, Vince!
You guys are jumping me. I'm trying to get there.
She's saying thank you, Vince?
Yeah, she's saying not yet. We don't want it yet.
It's not on the script.
That's all right.
Yet.
He's got more money than Jesus.
Yeah, he's doing okay. And do you think for a second he's not going to be running things from behind the scenes?
How old is he? Is he almost 80?
Yes. I would say he's got to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he'll be running stuff from behind the scenes. And let's close with this, Mike. I don't know why I found this so entertaining. I've been listening to it all day. If Alexa, the virtual assistant, was in the movie Stripes, it might sound a little something like this.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear. And when I do, it's something unusual.
There you go. Mike, that's all I got.
Is that it? That's it. Okay, sorry about that. There we go. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And thank you so much for all your support and listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hello to Arnold, Maryland.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
I see death.